Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey， 大家好，我是 Michael。
好，那今天呢，我们要跟大家讲一件非常疯狂的事情。
All right, so today we're going to be talking about technology. We're going to be talking about how all these big tech companies are paying insanely expensive amounts for the most talented AI experts in the world.
而且这大部分还是中国人是吧就世界上很多最 elite 的 AI engineers 都是中国人然后呢现在他们是能赚疯狂的钱啊So this insanely expensive 那 insane 就是疯狂的意思那它副词常常会修饰什么 expensive 呀
Yeah, exactly. And this word, insanely, really just means like amazingly, incredibly, like it's so surprising.
对，但是也因为 they're insanely talented 呀，他们确实有这个能力，有这个才能。世界上可能就是不到50个吧，我想。
Yeah, you're talking about people who have PhDs in AI from like 20 years ago, right? So they're really, really advanced.
那最近在这场人才之争焦点之中的呢，有一位是咱们中国人，而且还是从上海交大毕业的一位工程师，他被。Meta 啊，就是以前叫 Facebook， 它被 Meta 用$2亿从苹果挖走了。
Amazing. So Apple's top AI engineer Ruimin Peng recently made global headlines when he was poached by Meta for $200 million.
So poached 意思就是你在一个公司工作，然后呢 ，you are very talented, insanely talented. 结果 Meta 就来跟你说$2亿，来吧。
That's right. So these companies are sort of hiring each other's workers and say, hey, I'll pay you double, I'll pay you triple. Like it's very aggressive.
他这里是好像 paid him like 100 times more.50 times 对对，所以 poach 意思就是挖角哈，挖人。那其实跟猎头 headhunting 一样 ，poach 这个词呢，它最起初的意思，包括现在也还是啊，都是打猎嘛。
Yeah, you're right. So headhunting is obviously a very legitimate, you know, business here. Poached is almost like you meet somebody at a restaurant and you sort of secretly offer them a deal. Like it's a little bit more sneaky, right?
好，那庞若明呢是上海交大毕业，然后在美国最后。读到是普林斯顿的 AI 人工智能方面 PhD， 那他不仅啊 ，Meta 这次不仅是花重金挖了他一个人 ，they're building a team， 是吧？
Yeah, so the word we like to use here is a growing roster of talents. Now, roster, we also know that word from sports. If you have 12 players on your soccer team, that is a roster of players. So it's like a team, yeah.
一组人对吧 ？Roster，就像 Michael 说的，最开始是体育，就是说你这个队阵容怎么样
？So these have mostly been poached from rival firms like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google.
对，因为 Meta 它自己的一些 AI efforts 其实是走的比较慢，也是 they're lagging behind their rivals， 其实是比他们的竞争对手可能落后一点的。那他们就愿意花 insane amounts of money to poach 来挖角。好，那刚刚讲到的这个 rival， Michael 说 rival firms， 或者我说这些公司这些 firms 都是 Meta 的 rivals。
Yeah, this is a great word because, you know, we talked about sports a little bit before. A rival is just a company that competes with another in the same industry. But of course, in sports, we use the exact same metaphor, rival teams. So Los Angeles versus Boston, they're rival teams. You know, like, almost like a close enemy or a person you really don't want to lose to.
Oh, okay. So it be competitor 可能是更加的就是说他们的关系更加的紧密但是更加的激烈 right? It's even more competitive than a normal competitor.
没错。
那庞若明呢他去了 Meta 以后啊他就会加入扎克伯格花重金挖角的这一支超级智能是梦之队哦。
Yeah, so part of this news is that Peng is going to be joining Meta's Super Intelligence Lab, so an all-new team set up to develop more and more AI systems.
Yeah, so it's a recently launched new team. 它也是梦之队 ,the dream team. 又讲到 sports, NBA, 就那时候他们去打奥运会嘛是吧
Exactly.
So this roster, 这个阵容真的是很豪华。So it's really an incredible roster.
So let's talk a little bit more about his compensation here. By trading in his role at Apple for a position at Meta's MSL, Pang is set to receive an eye-popping compensation package that will exceed $200 million over multiple years, according to Bloomberg.
2亿美金一个薪酬包啊，真的是 eye popping 啊，眼珠
嗯
子，就上海话说，点眼落井，眼珠子都要掉出来了。哦，那但是我们还是先来看看这句话开头是什么 trade 啊，又跟哎 NBA 不是球星要那个转会嘛 trade players。
An exchange, a fair exchange. Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, 那这里说的是 to trade in his role by trading in his role at Apple for 这个 role at Meta. So when we trade in something for another thing, 这个就是一种就换过去是吧？
Yeah, it's almost like when you think about a currency exchange. If I give you 200 yuan and you give me euros in exchange, right? I'm exchanging these.
对，而且很多时候那个 trade in 是把你现有的东西卖掉，然后去 upgrade 升级一下。比如说 you have a car, 然后 you can trade it in for a newer model.
Right. So you're very well said. Well said. So you're upgrading from the old one to the better one.
所以这里讲的也是啊 he's upgrading his position and his pay, right? His compensation package. 那他是 set to receive 啊。So if you're set to receive something, 就是你可能现在还没有完全拿到，对吧？因为他刚刚去嘛。那这个两亿美金其实也不是说一年就给他的，是一个总的薪酬总包。
So, right, so maybe it's a 5-year contract or something like that. Or very often he'll get paid in company stock. So, as the stock price goes up, he makes more and more money.
对，公司股票啊。好，那当然这么高的一个薪酬总包是让人掉眼球的，是吧？非常的震惊啊。
So the adjective we used here is eye-popping. And so you can see that we're starting to use a lot of creative language here. Your eyes are popping out of your head because the compensation is so high.
两亿美金，英语写出来 200 million, 然后就 eye-pop 嘛，是吧？Okay, so,
exactly.
让你很 shock, 很震惊的事情都可以 eye-popping 啊。好，那我们这里讲的是薪酬包，英语叫做
So, yeah, exactly. Now, the formal word that we use when we talk about somebody's salary, right? Salary is one way which the company pays you, but they also give you other things as well. So compensation is all the different ways in which the company pays you for your work.
而且这里面就像 Michael 讲的，它包括了很多，比如说公司的股票啊，所以它是一个 package, right?
Which, as you said, might include salary, insurance, maybe some days off or holidays where you still get paid, and of course, stock, company stock.
而且还有像他们还会有很大的 signing bonus, 就是因为你这么多钱，就是说你工作四年才给，现在你就要给人家一点嘛 reward, 所以有通常像他们这种高端人才都会有一个签约奖金 a signing bonus. 但那 compensation 我还想讲一下，因为 compensation or to compensate 还有一个意思是赔偿。
I need to pay you back. Maybe I owe you $100. I have to pay you back. Yeah.
对对，所以要看语境啊。好，我们一直在这个联系 AI talent war with sports. 那接下来这个文章呢，就说到了说硅谷的这场 AI 战争啊，现在变得很疯狂，然后变得像这个简直像这个外星球发生的事情一样。就好像是这些人是 NBA 的什么 LeBron James 啊 Steph Curry 在抢这样的球星。
Silicon Valley's AI talent wars have become so frenzied and so outlandish that they increasingly look more and more like NBA star contracts.
那我们来看看 frenzied 和 outlandish、那意思都是就反正讲就是很 insane 啦是吧？
Exactly. There are all these adjectives that means that you are crazy.
A frenzied, 这里是形容词啊，或者名词 a frenzy, 意思就是很疯狂，很狂热。
Exactly. So you're very excited or you're uncontrolled, you're doing something and you're kind of going crazy. We actually see this in example with sharks. We call it a feeding frenzy. When a shark sees blood, it starts biting everything, right? So it kind of goes
鲨鱼。
crazy when it senses blood.
Goes crazy，对，或者当呢，我们讲这个经济的时候，会讲市场 markets，market frenzy，就一件事情很热嘛，因为 AI is hot，right？就现在大家觉得这个是完全革新的一件事情，超过这个什么蒸汽机的技术革命，so there is this big market frenzy，
Exactly. So the stock market or the average markets go up by 100 points or 300 points. People will start using words like a market frenzy.
好，那我们现在讲到的这些几亿美金的薪酬包啊，就让人觉得啊，这个好热，好疯狂，然后甚至有一点什么 outlandish。
Yeah, this is really interesting because we have an expectation of what a normal salary is. Outlandish means that something is very strange, very unusual, and even a little bit unreasonable.
其实这个我觉得也很形象啊，就是。你习惯的东西就是你在你这块地方，你这个 land 常常看到，但它是 out，是从外面来的，像外星球，very
Exactly.
outlandish。而且呢，这些 AI 大神啊，跟什么 LeBron 和库里比起来，还有个优势，NBA 球队或者欧洲的很多这些足球队，他们薪酬是有限制的，但是 AI 大神他们的薪酬是没有限制的。
As we know, guys like LeBron James and Steph Curry, they make a very high salary. But these AI experts, they have no salary caps, so they can make even more than LeBron James.
薪酬帽啊，薪酬上限 salary caps，对于这些科技公司来说是没有 salary caps 的，所以这些世界上最优秀、最顶端的 AI 大神，赚钱潜力无穷。
Yeah, it's an unbelievable time. As you mentioned, the salary cap is there to make sure that all the teams are relatively similar, right? So you have good competition, but not in the world of AI.
是因为 AI，大家就是想要超前啊，right？I wanna outpace you，I wanna outpace my rivals，所以我要多花钱，no cap。好，那特别是对于 Meta 这件那么大的科技公司，由于它在 AI 领域呢稍微是有点落后于竞争对手的，所以这间公司的创始人兼 CEO 扎克伯格小扎啊，他自己就是哇，他亲自去 poach 去挖角这些人啊。
So in this opportunity, Mr. Zuckerberg dived in by sending personal messages to some of these potential recruits, right?
So he dived in. Dive，我们通常是说跳到水里嘛，比如中国很好的优势项目跳水，that's diving，right？那这里的 to dive in，它其实也是一种比喻。
It almost represents somebody saying, "Okay, I'm going to start taking action, right? I'm going to start sending messages, making phone calls, or be kind of like jump into this active market right away."
他意思就是说你自己亲力亲为，right? You are involved. You roll up your sleeves. Zuckerberg 不是说我下面的这个人力资源团队去做啊，我自己就给你们发私信，DM them, direct message。
It's really incredible when even we talked about all this issue with the salary cap, it's still an incredible amount of money to spend. And again, he must really believe in these experts.
啊，这样的一场 AI 这么贵的 AI 战争啊，也就是让很多人把现在的 AI engineers 和体育，我们刚刚已经讲了很多的职业联盟联系在一起。
So, a lot of people are looking at Zuckerberg's actions and comparing them to the owner of a sports franchise as he goes after a hot star.
So sports franchise，这里其实我们讲的就是那种职业的体育球队，对吧？不管是 NBA 啦，还是什么欧洲足球联赛。
So, a franchise here is a professional sports team that operates as part of the league. So, as you mentioned,
对。
like the LA Lakers or the New York Knicks, something like that.
Yeah, not to be confused with 那种 franchise business，比如说什么 Subway 啊，或者加拿大这个。Tim Hortons 国民咖啡，你可以买一个 franchise，对吧？买一个加盟店。那 when we talk about sports franchise，其实就是讲的这些职业的体育联盟里面的球队。
To apologize how confusing this is, but you're right. They are totally opposite businesses. There's no similarity there at all.
是是，如果你觉得这些薪酬总包啊是有一点 absurd 啊，这个 absurd 这个词用的比较重啊，That's a pretty strong or even harsh word, right?
Yeah, again, but then again, you mentioned that if his compensation is absurd, remember, Zuckerberg knows a lot about AI. They've seen him work, they've seen things that Apple have done, and they said, hey, he's worth it. He's worth $200 million.
所以对 Zuckerberg 来讲就不 absurd 是吧？所以 absurd 的意思是
A little bit crazy or unreasonable or illogical.
好像违反逻辑的，是荒谬，是不合理的。
So I just want to say, you know, we mentioned about the value of Facebook or Meta as a company. So if hiring Mr. Peng makes the stock price go up, it's definitely worth it.
对，确实啊，因为很多时候，当一个公司它宣布啊，它要花很多钱并购一间企业，或者花很多钱挖 top talent 的时候，市场就很 the market welcomes it, right? 反正投资者会 pay for the compensation packages.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you're basically hiring one of the most intelligent AI experts for free, right?
所以对于一个市值很高的公司来说啊，不光是这个 news 这个 announcement，以及这些梦之队最后能给 Meta 做的事情，对他们来说都是很值得的啊。那我们讲到一个公司的市值，how much a publicly listed company is worth，英语叫做，
Yeah, we talk about market capitalization, right? So that's the overall size in financial terms of the company. In this case, Meta is worth almost $2 trillion.
对，现在这些大的硅谷科技企业都是 T，他们的 market cap 啊，就 market cap 是一个简称，market capitalization 市值都是万亿的，对吧？NVIDIA 之前说 4 trillion，Meta 2 trillion。
It's really fascinating, you know, because these big companies, whenever they start a new product, they're thinking, how can we increase our market cap? But
对。
AI is definitely the way to do that in 2025.
好，那我们今天看到了，哎，咱们上海交大毕业的庞工程师，2亿美金的薪酬包啊！而且 he's not the only one，Meta 这下一次就挖了十几个人。但是呢，其实你能真的赚这么多钱的 AI 大神，在世界上还是很少的。
However, nine-figure compensation packages are reserved for the cream of the crop, while most Silicon Valley AI engineers command salaries in the high six-figure range.
这么高的薪酬，只是留给最棒的人、最顶尖的人。
Yeah, so the cream of the crop, the best of the best, right?
So the cream of the crop，这是一个固定说法，right? It's a fixed expression。
Yeah, this is a common expression. It's the best of the best, I suppose you could say.
那就是你如果在你的咖啡里面加一点奶油，加一点 cream，这个 cream 是在最上面嘛，so it's at the top。所以 cream of the crop 意思就是在任何一个领域里面最 top tier、最 elite 的那群人。
Exactly. So we're talking like the top five or the top 10 people in the world. This is the compensation they get.
Yeah, it's reserved 啊，就是留给这样的人的。好，那其他 majority 啊，大多数的硅谷 AI 工程师，他们的薪酬是6位数，那也很不错耶。
No, yes, very good. Very excellent. They're very, very happy people.
对，而且是 high six figures，所以在将近100万了嘛，对吧？不是二三十万，是80、90万。
We're hearing this eight-figure deal, six-figure deal. It's all just based on US currency, yeah.
对，都是美金啊。好，那我们今天的分享就到这儿。虽然啦，对我们大多数人来说，这个几亿美金的薪酬包是很遥远，可是呢，也希望今天的语言对于你日常的一些讲到自己的工作啊，讲到自己的 talent 才能和 your salary, your pay package, compensation package 是有一些用处的。
Yeah, so hopefully some of these words allow you to maybe negotiate with your boss or maybe talk about your compensation at your work.
哎，那我们听众里面其实有很多也是 engineers 嘛，不乏 AI engineers。希望你们的收入和你们的能力啊，都是噔噔噔的上升，然后让中国的 AI 呢可以继续领先世界。
Yeah, that's it from us. Thank you very much. Obviously, this is a wonderful topic, and it's really exciting to see where the AI hype is going in the future.
好，那非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Thanks, everybody. 下次再见。